grateful and just give him all the glory. We just give him all the glory and praise and honor. Yes, Apostle and Pastor Martino had asked that I would deliver a message this morning from the Lord. So I thank God for the opportunity and the privilege that he be glorified and that we receive from him all that he has today. And thank you so much. God bless you. God bless everyone on the line. Good morning. Good morning to you. God morning. Good morning to you. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We are so happy and glad and thankful for it and for him. So we give God the glory in Jesus' blessed name. So in praying this morning and asking the Lord what it is he would speak to his people this morning, there is a concern on the heart of God, and I'm going to deliver that word to you this morning that he is speaking to us this morning. And Holy Spirit is glorified. Jesus is glorified. Abba, Father God is glorified. He loves us so very, very much. And we are so on his heart. You know, he always protects us and keeps us and loves us and leads and guides us by his right hand. He certainly, as the word says in his word, his written word, he orders our footsteps. He tells us of things to come. He'll teach and instruct us in the way in which we should go. And that's what he's going to do in his word this morning that he would deliver to us this morning. So there are two portions of scripture that I want to first read to you this morning. His main focus this morning is always us. That's number one, because that's what his heart of love is. It's for us. But he wants to talk to us this morning about the circumstances that are going on around us and how he wants us to conduct ourselves and actually what's going on, not just the manifestation of what's happening here that we see on it seems to be almost like a daily basis. But he wants us to speak to us as his children, to guide us and lead us through this mess that's going on that is going to increase. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to read, we're going to go to Zephaniah, the book of Zephaniah. And just to give a short background in the book of Zephaniah, first of all, let me continue to say, to pray and stand in agreement with the prayers that have already gone forth this morning and to pray and thank God. We thank you, O Lord God. We thank you, Father God, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit, for your presence, for your word that you have sent to us, for your guidance and your revelation, for your love and your care for us. We praise and thank you, first of all, for you. There's no one as unto thee, O Lord our God, nowhere to be found. Is there any? Thou and thou alone art the Lord God. And we praise and thank you for your love and your grace, for the way that you are, your very self, your very being, just your very existence for eternal, which is eternal. We praise and thank you. We praise and thank you, Jesus, because of what you've done. We are reconciled back unto the throne of grace. Thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you came and did for us. And it's not over with yet. We know that. But we praise and thank you. Thank you so much for what you've done for us. Holy Spirit, thank you for your dispensation here among us and in us here in the earth at this time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I totally submit to you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Deliver. Say whatever it is you want to say to us, O Lord, dear God. And thank you. We thank and praise you for it. In Jesus' blessed name, you are so loving and compassionate and caring. Oh, thank you for you and as you are. We give you glory this morning. Have your way, all of you, none of me. And Lord, I'm just the messenger. Fill my mouth, God, what you would say to your people this morning, God. And we say thank you. Thank you for your love and your grace and your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, I'd like to go to the book of Zephaniah. And just to give a little background in Zephaniah, from the book of Zephaniah, during this particular time in Zephaniah, Zephaniah was one of God's prophets. And during this time, there was a lot of political unrest, a lot of religious unrest among the people of the Lord. And it had gotten completely out of hand, where they were getting to the point that some would be praising the Lord their God on one hand, and then bowing the knee to the idols that were there, and going up on the rooftops and doing whatever they do with them up there. And the Lord really said, you know what, this is enough. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. And so out of all the mercy and grace that God extended, he said, okay, it's time. And he had his prophet Zephaniah deliver the word of judgment that the Lord was sending upon the people there. There was a call for reform, and a call for revival came. And it came in a way after the word of the Lord that he spoke to the people. He had that the prophet Zephaniah spoke to the people. And after Zephaniah spoke this word of judgment of the Lord to the people, they said, okay, they gave kind of like a form of repentance, a form of it. But the issue was is that they did outward change, but the change in the heart didn't come. It wasn't true, sincere repentance. It's still the heart of the people, and the root core and their heart of corruption. It didn't change, only on the outward appearance. But how many of us know you can't fool God? He knows our heart. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And so the Lord saw this, and he spoke the judgment upon them that was to come. And then he said, but still, after that judgment, then the Lord says there's reparation. Reparation. And the Lord brought in the study of this of Zephaniah, the Lord said, you know, this is what's happening now around the world. But he said, let's bring it closer in this morning, and let's talk about what's happening in this country this morning. Political chaos. Just political chaos. Just the biggest circus show you ever want to see. Political chaos. You know, religious things that are going on where you can't say Christ and you can't do this, but yet they can do this. And they can, it's just chaos. It's chaotic is what the Lord is saying. But God is calling this morning. He's calling for reform. He's calling for revival. And he's still holding back his hand of judgment, but it's not going to be held back very much longer. Save we do repent and turn from our wicked ways. As a country, he's speaking now. As a country, but he's also speaking to us, his people. And the Lord is saying that the times are evil, and corruption and murder has encompassed our land, and especially, says the Lord God, in the seats of government. I speak by the Spirit of the Lord. I was speaking, you know, there are different ways to kill people and to murder people. Sometimes it's physical, many times, but there's also spiritual murder. And the corruptness and the spiritual murder that is going on, says the Spirit of the Lord, to try to annihilate those who serve the Lord, who the Lord has placed in these places of, say, for instance, in the government seats, and in that he has placed there strategically, who serve the Lord God. There are a spiritual wickedness in high places. The murdering spirit is one that murder the body, but try to murder the spirit. There's recklessness and lawlessness here in the land. There's recklessness and lawlessness here in the seats of government, says the Spirit of the Lord. He said, but yet I have a remnant among men. He said, my children, that's us, my servants, who have not succumbed to these ways and who still praise me and serve me. They serve no other gods, nor they partake of corruption and wicked ways of the world and of the spirit of Antichrist. So God is saying to us this morning, first of all, the Holy Spirit just said to wants us to make sure that we pray for those who he has strategically placed in the houses and seats of government, and who he has strategically placed at the right hand and the left hand of those who are in top authority in this country, that they would bow to the Spirit of the Lord and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And he said, even those who they would receive the counsel of the Lord through those who he's placed strategically in the places of government, that they will listen, and they will not listen to those who are not speaking what God would say, but they will listen to the counselors who the Lord our God has strategic, those who counsel them to the Lord, that the Lord our God has strategically placed in those places. And the Lord is saying that it's a reckless time and it's a lawless time, but he has us. And the Lord says, yes, there is a judgment that is going to come. He said, but I still hold back my hand for a short season more, says the Lord, for a short time more, says the Lord, still to give opportunity for repentance. Of this nation, for repentance of those in his country. And the Lord says, us, he's talking to us, we who serve him will not suffer what is to come about upon mankind in this country. And God says us all, he wants to encourage us to continue to serve him despite all that's going on, despite what we see. Don't become discouraged by the works of hell, but continue to hold on to the Spirit of the Lord, our relationship to him, to hold on to the word. And God says, continue to stay connected to me and serve me. I am the Lord God, the one and only. And he said, remember something. There's nothing that's occurring that he did not have foreknowledge of. He said, my grace abounds. But then again, says the Spirit of the Lord, only to a point. I want to go to Matthew 24. And I know we all know the scripture, but the Lord prompted me to make sure I read this morning about the signs of the times, because that's where we are now. So I'm going to start Matthew 24:4. I'll start at the beginning, at 3. Now, as he, that's Jesus, sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, oh, I'm the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For a nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And this is one of the Lord wanted us to really make sure that we really pay attention. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. So that's what the Lord is also saying to us. We are in a very lawless time. The days of the lawlessness are going to increase more and more and more and more. But the Lord said to tell my children to stand and continue to stand, to serve me and love me and allow me to be who I am. I'm God and God alone. The Lord says to us, I've saved you all, and all will come to pass, as it is written here in the Lamb's Book of Life, as well as in my written word. But my children, says the Spirit of the Lord, do not succumb to the ways of the world. For I will not have the judgment be upon you that I am sending, save repentance be done. The Lord says, continue to serve me and continue to understand and be with me and hold fast to me, and so shall you be saved. And live in and through me by my hand, says the Spirit of the Lord. So the Lord is saying to us this morning, the lawlessness that you see now, the murders that you see now. And the Lord spoke about the spirit of murder. And the Holy Spirit said that the times are evil. We know that. But he said corruption and murder have encompassed many in this land. And he says that men are reckless and lawless. He said, but yet I have a remnant among men, my children, my servants. That's us who have not succumbed to these ways and still praise me. And the Lord gave a revelation that he was talking about that spirit of murder that has been unleashed in this country, and as you see, it's across the world. As you see, it's spreading to other countries. And our youth and our children and the murder that's going on. And this is what the Lord said. He said to deliver this message regarding the country and about the spirit of murder, about the spirit of murder. And he gave a revelation. He said, you know, it's the spirit of murder that has been released by the enemy. He said, but it's also the spirit of revenge. This is the spirit of revenge. What do you mean the spirit of revenge? He said, it's the spirit of revenge that Satan is loose through the spirit of murder. He said, why? He said, because it's revenge against me. Against me, said the Lord. Why? Because I stripped Lucifer and cast him away and gave to my creations, mankind, authority in the earth where he was cast. And he said, also, Satan hates mankind. He's full of hatred because you all are my children. Yet he, as beautiful as he was, he was only a created angel. He never could, he never was nor ever could be a joint heir to the throne of grace, to the throne of heaven, to the throne of mercy. And he said, it's a spirit of murder that's involved in a conglomerate of hatred by the enemy and hatred of man, revenge, trying to get revenge against me because I cast him out and cast him away. He could never be what he was formerly. He could never be, says the spirit of the Lord. And he said, he wants you all to understand to pray against the spirit of murder. Pray against that spirit of murder. And yes, we know we must pray for our young people. We must pray for our youth because one of the plans of the enemy is to annihilate because they carry the seed. Because they carry the seed of mankind. And so God is saying to us this morning, we must be ever mindful of what's going on. You can be upset, but take that upset that you may experience, God says, bring it to me. Bring it to me. Cast your cares upon me and pray. And pray as I would have you pray, says the Spirit of the Lord, against that spirit of murder, against the spirit of recklessness, says the Spirit of the Lord, against the spirit of the chaotic spirit that's trying to come about to bring down this nation that originally was a nation that began to be birthed as it is to serve me. So God says, stand fast, press toward the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus. He said, press toward it. You're going to have to press many times when you see what's happening or as the enemy comes against you. He said, but know that I'm with you. I love you. I care for you. This is not going to stop. The chaos is not going to stop. The chaotic in this country. There are those who are coming into the White House who will come into the next wave that is being set in that is going to cause mass havoc. It won't be, says the Spirit of the Lord, not just havoc in this country, but the Holy Spirit said that because of their hearts, because of the erroneous way of thinking and the thinking of the world, and because of lasciviousness, because of greed, for power, because of arrogance, says the Spirit of the Lord, they're going to make decisions that's going to cause mass chaos around the world in many different areas, in different countries, says the Spirit of the Lord. He said, but I want you, my people, to stand firm in me, stay close to me. Let us talk. Let me lead you. Let me guide you. Let me protect you. Let me show you what your portion is in this, because you do have a portion. Your portion, says the Spirit of the Lord, is to pray. Is to pray me. He said, remember, I'm the one who can do what you could never do. He said, but yet I've given you the authority through the blood of the Lamb of God and the name of Jesus Christ to pray in my name against these things that are happening, that are against my plan and my will for my people, says the Spirit of the Lord. He says, I wanted to speak to you about this morning, because the enemy has ramped up to cause an increasing and increasing and an acceleration of the foul and evil things that he's doing. God says, but I want you to pray me. He said, did you know that when you pray me, my hand is stayed a lot? And what is extended is continued mercy and grace because of your prayers. Because of your prayers, mercy and grace. Because of your prayers, he said, I'll still wait for you who have already been reconciled, but unbelieving also for those who are still yet to come. He said, so stay with me, stay close to me. And that's the word of the Lord that he would have delivered this morning. God bless you. I turn it back over to you now. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Turn it over to the WASH leader. Powerful word, Apostle Donna. Powerful word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, that was just a powerful word, Apostle Donna, you know, and what Holy Spirit is giving you actually was just a part of the prayers that have been prayed, Holly, for days now, and even up until this morning. So we thank and praise God for that powerful word in Jesus' name. Amen. We yield to the leader. Amen.